For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Gopher men got beat at Missouri last night, 83-60, but there were positives for head coach Nico Medved.
Look at the rebounding numbers, right? I mean, I think we did a good job on the glass against a really big, you know, physical team. We had some real sloppy turnovers, but we did only turn it over 11 times. So I think, you know, those things were good. I thought our transition defense was pretty good. You know, we were able to get them a lot in kind of some late shot clock situations on defense like we wanted to do. We just, man, in that stretch in the second half, we just couldn't, you know, we just could not come up with the stops we needed. And
Gophers are home on Saturday against Green Bay. Meanwhile, at U.S. Bank Stadium, high school football is taking over. With more, here's Ryan Phelps.
The state football semifinals begin today at U.S. Bank Stadium. The action runs through Saturday with 14 games in all. The winners advance to next weekend's Prep Bowl 43. Here's your Thursday lineup. Starting at 10:30 a.m., Class 4A, Orono versus Marshall, both teams looking to qualify for their first-ever championship game. Next up, we have back-to-back nine-player. Defending champ Fertile Beltrami faces Hills Beaver Creek at 1 o'clock. Then at 4, it's Hillcrest Lutheran taking on Kitson County Central. Tonight at 7, it's the big one, Edina versus Minnetonka in Class 6A. Minnetonka placed second last year. Edina was runner-up in 2023. You can catch all the action at nspn.tv.
Thank you, Ryan. As for the Vikings, they've got the Bears on Sunday. Running back Aaron Jones faced him as a Packer. Now he's a Viking. Any difference in temperature?
Well, it feels like the same. A rival is a rival. You know, it's a division opponent. You're, like I said, you're kind of familiar with them, and nothing's changed. You're still on the not-so-good list, I guess you would say.
Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.